Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Jasmine, you said? Yeah, I just was checking my banking account, and I have a $49.89 charge on my account for this number. And okay. I did not make that purchase because it was made today, and I have not made any purchases besides one on Amazon today.
Okay. What's your zip code and your name?
01801.
Your phone is breaking up, ma'am. What did you say?
I said, my name is Christine with a C, last name Green, just like the color.
Okay, and let's see. No, that's not it. Last name Green. Okay, let me try it by your phone number because it's not coming up under that zip. What's your phone number?
617-784-6808.
Could it be under a different last name?
No, no. The only name I use is Christine Green.
Not you, Y-O-U.
Y-O-U?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was spelling my name for a gift from Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
And that Y-O-U showed up on it, and I erased it and put my name in it, which was Green.
Okay,
so,
can you verify your shipping address?
305 Salem Street, Unit 404, Woburn, Mass, 01801.
Okay, I have that account pulled up, and what was going on with that transaction, ma'am?
The one that I know that the U showed up on?
Yes.
Or the one that's in front of me for a Melissa Pearl bra, which I have not ordered.
No, I'm showing a payment of $49.89. Looks like it was a contest entry. And
yeah, but it shouldn't have been $49.89. It should have been zero. It should have been only for the shipping and handling.
Okay.
So it should not have been that.
Yes, it looks like you were entered into the giveaway by subscribing to a monthly meal plan app.
No, that is not what it said at all.
Okay. Well, what did it say?
It was they wanted you to take a survey from Walgreens,
mm-hmm.
and you could go through, I think there were like 10 different options that they were thanking you for your service. And I had put down that I wanted, let me see if I can remember this, a Dyson.
Yes. The vacuum.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was only supposed to have to pay, I think it was a $9 shipping and handling charge.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. You were entering into a giveaway. Is that what it tells you? To win the prize?
No. It says that if you do the survey, they will award you, not a contest, they will award you one of their products. And the Dyson was one of them.
Okay.
And that should have been only the $9 and something service shipping and handling charge.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. You were also subscribing to a monthly meal plan app.
No.
And that app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
No, I never saw anything about that.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. How can I help you with that today?
I want that taken off my account. I don't, whatever it is, I don't want it.
Okay. Well, I mean, we can go ahead and offer you that refund, $45, because as there was a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Excuse me? I didn't set it up, so I shouldn't have to pay anything. I just want it taken off.
Okay. Yes, we can go ahead and cancel it, and we can offer you that $45 refund.
I want the 49. I want the whole amount.
Okay, well, ma'am, it's a non-refundable $5 setup fee on that one.
Do I have to call the Better Business Bureau? I did not sign up for anything.
Okay.
They used my information illegally.
Okay, hold just a moment, please.
Thank you. Of course, my computer just went on the fritz.
Okay, ma'am. Since that information did go unnoticed as a one-time courtesy, we're going to go ahead and refund that, and you should see it in 3 to 5 business days on your statement.
So it'll be the full 49, whatever?
Correct.
All right. I thank
you
very
much. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.